This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now the topic we're going to discuss tonight, or in this time slot, is transgenderism. Now, this isn't an hour to discuss how bad or good, is it right or is it wrong. This is not what I'm going to go through here. But what I'm going to go through, and this is not going to be an opinion of Joe, and some of you are going to, God, why do you even deal with these social issues? Because you have to. No, you have to. Because the left runs over some of these things, whether it's science or non-science. They don't really care what science is. They only care what you believe based on what they tell you. And they'll yell at guys like me to deal with science, to make sure that I'm following science and there's scientific proof and evidence behind it, except when it comes to the transgender world or abortion or anything along those lines where it's all about what do you feel, what do you think. Whatever you feel, whatever you think is a true reality. And again, you want to go back to science? So the president of the American College of Pediatricians is going to go, really going to make the libs go crazy. Because she's talking about, right, and she's not the only one. There are pediatricians, hardcore left, socialist almost pediatricians, that don't agree with this. Right? So this doctor, she's made some pretty bold transgender issue statements. Right? As noted by the Daily Signal, three doctors took part in a panel discussion at the Heritage Foundation to discuss the dangers of associated with relying on feelings. Okay? Feelings. rather than facts with regards to treating children who believe that they're transgender. Now, the Heritage Foundation's Ryan Anderson led the October 11th panel, which featured doctors Michelle Critella, Paul Herruz, and Alan Josephson, right? Critella, who currently serves as the president of the American College of Pediatricians, eviscerated liberal talking points about allowing children to essentially define their own sex. Critella argued from the point of scientific fact, not feelings. Okay? She goes on to say that biological sex is not assigned, Critella said. Biological sex is imprinted by our DNA at the moment of conception. Right? Science. Yo, lefty, science. And it's in every single cell in our body. Critella argues, argument was that a person's sex is only defined by chromosomes, meaning a person with a Y chromosome is a boy, a person with a 2X chromosomes is a girl. Thoughts and feelings are not hardwired before birth, Critella said, adding that there's absolutely zero scientific evidence to support liberal caricatures that a person can choose their gender. To further bolster her claims, Critella told a story about a little boy she had as a patient 10 years ago She'll call Andy. Between the ages of 3 and 5, little Andy increasingly played with girls' toys. Stereotypical girls' toys. He really made friends easier with girls, and he started telling his parents, Mommy, Daddy, I'm a girl. Jella said that she told Andy's parents to take him to see a therapist to analyze whether the family's dynamics played a role in Andy believing he wanted to be a girl. During one session, they had a breakthrough, she recalled. Andy had a truck and a Barbie. He put the truck down. He looked up at his parents, and he said, Mommy, Daddy, you don't love me when I'm a boy. Now, the therapist had something to work with. Let me repeat that. Mommy, Daddy, you don't love me when I'm a boy. Wow. What were they doing? Critella explained that Andy had a sister with special needs, which required his parents to spend more time with her. Critella said that Andy believed his parents loved his sister more because she was a girl, which subsequently resulted in Andy believing his parents would love him more if he was a girl. Now, he no longer had a psychological need to be the opposite sex in order to feel loved. Within a year of that session, he was happy, healthy, and guess what? He then identified as a boy. Now, my understanding is the numbers are up in the 90s. If you do not encourage, when these younger people say that they believe to be the opposite sex or they identify with the opposite sex, if you do not encourage and you encourage them to wait and work it through, up in the low 90 percentile, these young people then identify with their sex at birth. So why we have to jump all over it at 3 and 4 and 5 years old, 6 and 7 and 8 years old is nuts. Today, Andy's pediatrician would refer to Andy and his family to the gender specialist or a gender clinic, she said. The parents would immediately be told this is who Andy is. Josephson, a professor and a division chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at the University of Louisville, agreed with Critella that the transgender uprising today is a neglectful phenomenon. Not Joe's words, a doctor's words. Neglectful phenomenon, neglecting the developmental needs of a child. Now, Cruz, an associate professor of pediatrics, endocrinology, cell biology, and physiology at Washington University said transgender people face depression and anxiety that lead to bad outcomes. That there were three main takeaways from the discussion. Biology determines an individual's gender. Feelings about gender have no scientific support, and that doctors in various industries are harming children by pushing unsubstantiated ideas about transgenderism. But Democrats want to keep peddling an unfounded, unsubstantiated scientific claim. It's really that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Walt Heyer will join me right after the break, and he's been through it. He's lived it. He ought to know. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, during the segment, we won't take any calls or anything like that because I'm not going to waste 7 minutes of you asking a question, all right, or berating the guests. If you have any questions, you want to talk about something, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or... you can go up to the website where we have a live chat room going, or if you're on Facebook already, you can always ask me questions on Facebook or ask us questions on Facebook about the situation. I met this guy, oh my God, has to be 8 years ago or 7 years ago, and when he was actually living in Southern California, and I got his original book called Paper Genders, and was really intrigued and interested. Some of you at the time thought I was just doing it to... I don't know, to point my finger in the face of the transgender community. And no, and even at that time I said, there's just something about this that doesn't make sense. There's something about this that is more emotional than it is physical. And this guy had been through it. So who else to speak about it than somebody who had been through it? And now over the years, he's counseled many people or helped to counsel many people to help them straighten out their lives. Walt Heyer joins me, as he does, and from time to time. I want to have him on more often. But, Walt, thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me so much.
Yeah, no problem. I love being on, Joe. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I love that you're willing to talk about this. It's black and white, and you just lay it out to try to help people. I think it's wonderful.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's what I've been doing for 10 years.
Well, here's what I want you to start with. I think we talked about this a second ago. I want you to tell people your Reader's Digest version of your story, and then I want to discuss it, you know, further when you're done.
Sure. Yeah, well, I was what we would call today, I was a four-year-old trans kid in 1944, so this is not new stuff. I've been dealing with this on some level, this whole transgender ideology, for 73 years. There's probably not too many people that have more time and experience with this, and I've been studying it and working with transgenders now for 10 years. So having said that, as a four-year-old trans kid, I can tell you from looking back now at age 77 that what happens is when you dress up a boy in a dress and affirm him and encourage him towards changing genders, you're doing psychological, emotional damage to him, and it's child abuse. And I can tell you that because I lived it, and it affected my life and destroyed my childhood. And I couldn't, once my grandmother assisted and affirmed me in cross-dressing for 2.5 years, the seed was planted, and it's very difficult to get that out of your head. Because of the emotional and psychological impact. So for the rest of my, teen years, and then I got married because, you know, one of the things that people don't really understand is the vast majority of transgenders are not homosexual. They're struggling with an identity issue, a psychological issue, or a psychiatric issue, or an emotional issue, or a sexual dysfunction issue. It has nothing to do with them being born that way. They're not born that way, period. So we can get that off. And there's no brain studies that prove the transgenders have a brainwash. I want to dispel all this stuff when people are sitting there and they listen to me and go, well, their brains are different. No, they're not. What they find out is that the brain is only different in people who have died and had been taking cross-gender hormones for many, many years. The brain changes as a result of taking cross-gender hormones, not as a result of in vitro or being born that way. So there's just some interesting facts. So when they say that the brain changes, it does. If you're 60 or 70 years old and you've been taking hormones for 20 years, yeah, it did change the brain.
Now,
but you weren't born that way.
You know what you're going to hear, Walt, is, okay, and I just read the piece from Dr. Critella, I think is her name. And
Michelle Critella.
Yeah, and so what I always hear, what they always respond to me is, you know, Joe, you're only picking these hardcore right-wing conservative nutjobs to speak to this. And, you know, Walt is probably very conservative, very right-wing, and went through whatever. But you're helping people, and that's not the case, is it? It's not a right-wing, left-wing thing, is it?
No, you know, that is almost hilarious because there's a 14-year-old kid named Noor whose mother runs a website called Fourth Way Now. And Noor, as a young child, started transitioning at the encouragement of mother at the age of 11. And Noor just came out now, 14 years old. And if you listen to Noor talk, if you can get Noor on the radio, Noor is not left-wing. Right-wing. She's very left-wing. The whole family's very left-wing. And Noor, the little child now, if you read what she writes or listen to what Noor says, she sounds exactly like I do. And she's lived it just like I do. 14-year-old has grasped this and understands it just like I do. It's almost like she read everything I've ever written and is repeating it. She didn't. She's lived it. And us who have gone through this and come out the other side, realize that it's total nonsense. You don't change your gender. And it is a delusion of mass confusion and that people encourage. And we do more damage by affirming them to young people than you could imagine. That's why this group attempts suicide at such a high rate. We need to give them good psychotherapy and sit down with them and say, why do you feel this way? And there's another study that came out recently that actually shows, they actually did a really good study and found out if we leave them alone, they will desist or stop acting out or behaving or having a desire to change genders 80% of the time if we don't flush them down this transgender toilet.
You know, I had a fellow interview me locally because being on the school board, he was very upset at the way that I talk about the LGBTQ community. And if you listen to what I say, I'm never hateful and I'm never nasty towards them. You've gotten to know me over the years, Stu. I just try to get matter of fact. And this transgender thing bothers me so much because they start playing with them chemically at 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. You read about these kids that are starting to give them hormone blockers at 6 and 7 years old. And I've heard doctors say, look,
it's child abuse.
You don't know what this is going to do to those kids because the chemicals in their body have been, as you say, programmed through DNA to do certain things. So you're not just stopping one thing. You're stopping a whole process, a natural process in the body that you're actually blocking, correct? And that causes trouble later.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to do a little bit more work on dispelling this right-wing stuff because there's another website that does the same kind of work that I do. It's called Third Way Trans. And he is not a Christian. He doesn't go to church. He's not a right-wing. He's a very nice person. I've met him. I've talked to him. I've had lunch with him. And he has the same viewpoint as I do. And then there's another one called Retransition, and he's a guy, Joel Nowak, who went through this just like I did, and he sounds just like I do. He's a left-wing person.
I gotta ask you to pause it, okay, because you know how it works. We got to go for commercial breaks. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Walt Heyer joins me after the break. We're not letting him go anywhere. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Never mind, we're not taking a call anyhow. Hey, listen, head up to the website. You can partake in the live chat room that's going on there. We have a live chat room up on the Facebook feed. But I really want to get back to my guest. Walt Heyer's on with me. And then, God, we've known Walt for about 8 years now. He's been on and off the show. And Walt went through the whole, not demeaning it, but a whole transgender thing where he went from male to female and back to male again. And there was so much support for him in one direction, not so much in the other, but we're going to talk about that later on. Walt, first, thanks for being with me. Secondly, I want you to continue to dispel, as you were doing in the last segment, this whole right-left thing, you know, God, non-God people. It's not just that, is it?
No, you know, there's one site that's, kind of a Christian site, that's mine, sexchangeregret.com. And then there's Fourth Way Now, which is not a Christian site. It's not right-wing. Then there's Retransition, which is not right-wing. And then there's Third Way Trans, and that's not Christian or right-wing. There's a lot more left-wing people out there saying this is not good. Shouldn't be doing it, and they come at this from a different point of view. And you got a 14-year-old kid that's got more brilliance. That's Noor. If you go to Fourth Way Now and look up the story on little Noor, Noor's brilliant, and you don't have to take it from me. I'd put Noor on any show that Noor would go on. Brilliant. So this whole thing about affirming is what I earlier in the show called child abuse. When you affirm a kid who's a boy and say he's a girl and let him have long hair and put him in a dress, it's child abuse. You're damaging them psychologically. You're damaging them emotionally. And the scars are deep within the psyche. And a lot of times don't emerge until years later. And this young Noor can articulate this at 14 years old, grabbed it quicker than most adults do. So It isn't just Walt doing this. When I started 10 years ago, I was the only one speaking out about it. And now detransition has become such a popular term. There's a surgeon in Europe who now says, I'm getting more people requesting detransition surgeries than I ever have before. So it, actually what's happening is there's an explosion of people detransitioning because they realize that it's total nonsense.
Wow, that's going to be tough. I mean, you've been sold this bill of goods. Like, okay, so when you were going through the transition, when you felt like you were trapped in the wrong body, you had all kinds of support, as I recall, around you, did you not?
I did, yeah. And, you know, and my grandmother was very nice to me. You know, she didn't, I'm the one who says affirming is abuse. My grandmother was very loving toward me. She cared for me. She didn't hurt me. She didn't do anything sexually to molest me. She was nothing like that. She put me in a dress and affirmed me and told me how beautiful I looked. That is child abuse because I was a boy, not because I didn't look cute in a dress, in the purple dress she made. It's because I was a boy. You don't do this to boys.
It's interesting that, you know, you try to tell people all kids, all little kids want to make grandma and mommy happy and adults happy around them.
Exactly.
And if you're dressing them like that, and if you're telling them certain things you're okay, they're not going to go against it because they don't want you to be upset with them, right?
That's exactly right. What 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid's going to say, Grandma, what's the matter with you? You're nuts. You shouldn't be doing this. This is child abuse. No, you don't learn to speak out about that until you've gone through it and you've had the surgery and they've rearranged all your body parts and shot you up with hormone. And then you realize Grandma was nuts.
Lovingly nuts, but nuts nonetheless. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when you went to make your transition back, when you decided this was the wrong move, if you would, were those same people lining up to help you get back to where you needed to be?
Oh, no. In fact, they still say the same thing. When I talk to people who are detransitioning, it's almost like they all sing off the same song sheet. They always tell you, oh, you just haven't given it enough time. You make a fine woman. And, you know, you just give it more time and it's going to be fine. I looked at my therapist. I said, I've been doing this for 8 years. It's not fine. I've had people tell me, they tell their therapist, and the therapist says, you know, you look fine. You've got a job and you're successful. And they go, well, I'm unhappy. I've been doing this for 12 years. I want to detransition. Will you help me? And they really won't. So the people who are detransitioning today don't go back to the same people who approved them for surgery because they know that they're not going to get the support that they need for detransitioning. So we help them find a whole different set of people to work through the issues that they should have addressed before they ever gave them the first hormone pill or before they ever approved them for surgery. And many of these people, like the one I spoke with just this last Saturday, admitted that, you know, the father had sexually abused them and molested them when they were very young, both him and his brother. They're both transgender kids.
And that's, and you know, so that's part of what, well, that's part of what they say all the time, too, is that we always blame it on some kind of sexual deviant, sexual abuse. You know,
because.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say it's because it's true. You know, that something happens 100%. Of the time, and the people I've worked with for 10 years, when I spend enough time with them, sit down with them, or exchange long, sometimes 250 emails with people, they will finally come to the conclusion, yes, this is what happened, and this is wow. What the trigger of my transgenderism was.
Some people are asking, where were your parents through all this? Where was your grandfather when this was happening?
Well, yeah. My grandfather was a tow truck driver, and all this went on when he would take off to go pick up a wreck. This was down in L.A., and he drove a tow truck. So when Grandpa left, then Grandma and I would dig into the clothes. So this is why I wrote the book Kid Dakota and the Secret at Grandma's House, because the secret was Kid Dakota was getting dressed up by Grandma. So that book depicts the whole story about how that happened. And that's my parents did not know what Grandma was doing for 2.5 years, but the seed had already been planted.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. You know, I posted a piece where a local parent said, hey, I'm fuming. The president of our local school board is so woefully ill-informed that he posted this horrific article about a transgender kid. Now, the article that I posted, which I went on to say afterward, was the article was on a lesbian couple who were chemically altering their 11-year-old boy. They were giving this boy the hormone blockers and other things to get him ready for a sex change operation. And right. What I said was, you know where I stand on the issue. Now, mind you how simple my statement is here. I said, before you go doing this to a child, a kid whose body hasn't really truly developed yet, before you do all this, go check out, get as much information you get from both sides of the issue. Go speak to doctors who are against. Go speak to doctors who are for. And then that way there, at least you can make an informed decision. But me as a non-doctor, I'm sitting here saying, you don't alter the chemical makeup of a child. You just don't do it. And they went nuts.
Yes. And, you know, you're right. Because Dr. Christina Olson, who's up in Washington State, who's an advocate for changing kids' genders, came out recently and said, we actually don't know which transgender kid is actually a transgender or which one aren't, is not. And we won't know until we study this for the next 20 years. But we're going to continue changing kids' genders anyway. I mean, she admitted they don't know what a transgender kid is. They still don't know. This is somebody who advocates it. This is the left side of the aisle. A right winger saying, we don't know who the trans kids are, but we're just going to change them and we're going to kind of experiment with them and see which ones come out okay.
God, it's amazing to me that almost with any other part of our lives, in any other area of our lives, we would protect our kids to no end. But in this area, because we've gone so far to the emotional side of the world, and that's what it is, we've gone over to the emotions to say, oh my God, how can you allow this to happen, that we're not really looking out for the true long-term health of the child. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break, Walt. Thanks so much. Hang tight. I got a lot more I want to talk about on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bettini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Don't go far.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your wife's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right. Hey, man. I go to school. No!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Don't bother. Never mind. Because do it anyway. You guys take too long to ask a question. So just send me an email and I'll ask the question if I have to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Let me just bring my guest back on because it's a topic. You know, it's close to my heart, if you would, only because I watch some of these kids, I listen to some of these kids, and this is always sat poorly with me. And the reason it sat poorly is because I just don't believe it. I have a hard time with it. Now, if you told me scientifically the brain is A, B, C, and D, the body is A, B, C, and D, and yes, they were born in the wrong skin, okay, then I'd have to give in, wouldn't I? Because it was science. But it's not. It's nothing but emotion. And you're going to say, Joe, you can't talk about it because you've never been through it. You've never felt that way. Well, guess what? Walt Heyer has, and he's my guest tonight, and I always enjoy when he's on with me. He's not on enough, but he's been through it. He understands it, and he's actually helping to counsel slash coach people who have been in it. And, Walt, again, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks.
Now, you... God, I got 843,000 questions. I could have you on for 5 hours on this, but you were, you know, some of the questions have been asked. Have you gotten any death threats on this issue?
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to
them. I wouldn't either. I'm with you on that. But you have in the past. Right, because, you know, you're such a nasty, nasty, hateful man, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
But you had talked about some guy that was dogging you a bit about, you know, him being a true transgender and you weren't a transgender, and now he has a different viewpoint, doesn't he?
Well, in 2013, this guy sent the first email. He says, you know, you need to get off of this stuff. You're nuts. You don't know what you're talking about. You were never a transgender. I'm a true transgender and you're not. And he'd rant and rave, and I'd answer him back and say, well, I appreciate you writing me, and if I can help you, let me know. So he sent, I don't know how many of these emails, probably 50 or 60, and they were always kind of abusive, sarcastic. And so about 3 months ago, he sent me an email. This is the guy that said he's a true transgender, and I used to write you and tell you to shut up. Now, will you please help me detransition? This is crazy stuff. I don't want to do this anymore.
God.
So there you go. So
When you're being counseled for this, when the psychologist or whatever is sitting with you, what are they looking for? Are they really even looking for anything? I don't get how a true psychologist would sit there and say, this is fine.
Nah. They don't counsel you. They listen to you, and if you say you're a transgender, then they say they're a puppet. They just go, okay, you're a transgender. Let's get you some hormones. They don't do any kind of work to find out what a comorbid disorder they might be suffering from. And I do this routinely when the people who write me and who want to talk to me on the phone are people who are detransitioning or who have regret from doing the surgery. And so over a period of time, we find out that they've been suffering from, before they ever started any hormone therapy, they were suffering from what we call a comorbid disorder, which is something like they were either sexually abused, emotionally abused, or psychologically abused, or they had some kind of issue that caused them to not want to be who they are, and decided to become someone who they weren't. And sometimes there's siblings that cross-dress these younger boys and dress them up and fondle over them. And I'm not talking sexually. Just tell them how beautiful they are and how wonderful they are. And they just kind of get used to this affirming thing, which becomes very addictive. And so they enjoy it so much they don't want to stop. But then it becomes kind of an addiction that they can't get out of.
Well, to your point, and I've said this a million times, you know, you want to do the right thing. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to think that your parents love you and they're accepting you and what have you. And as a parent, you definitely don't want your kids to feel bad or to, you know, I mean, some of these kids, I'm sure, threaten suicide. And you don't want your kids to feel bad. So at some point in time, there's a change that needs to be made. But it's psychological. It's not physical.
Right.
Correct?
Well, you mentioned something that's so important. If a child is saying, I'm going to commit suicide, parents, you need to understand something. People who say they're going to commit suicide or attempt suicide or whatever they're talking about ending their life, they are psychologically damaged people, and putting them in a dress and giving them hormones is not going to fix them. They need deep psychiatric help to find out why they don't want to be who they are and try to become someone who they can never be, because it's all fantasy. It's all fiction. It's all a masquerade. And so if somebody's going into a delusional idea about who they are and dressing up and playing a role about being someone other than who they are mentally ill and they need psychiatric and psychological help. And schools are now becoming the worst source of this. And I hate to say this, this should be a place where they're learning about reading, writing, and arithmetic and preparing themselves to get a good job or to get into some career that they really enjoy doing. Instead, they're spending all their time having, you know, all these different events for transgenders in school. It's total nonsense.
Well, I agree with you from a standpoint. We need to get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, okay? And if these kind of things are happening, I mean, in California, it's totally out of control. The kids are totally in charge until something goes sideways, and it's all the parents' fault, or all the trustees' fault, or all the school school administration fault, which is just, you know, so wrong in so many ways. You know, I brought up in an interview I recently did, I started talking about gender dysphoria. And what the person said to me was, okay, that's great, and that's kind of an old-time term now. And, you know, we used to think that homosexuality was a mental disorder, so we're sure in a period of time that will change. And, you know, my response to that is, so you want to play with your kid's life to the point where we'll see what happens in the future, though we have no real proof, we have, you know, no long-term studies, nothing, and you're playing with biology, and a biology that you can't stop. Because even... I mean, God forbid, I don't mean it the way it sounds, but even if you found the charred remains of somebody that, you know, was a transgender, the DNA would show them as their birth gender. There's no way around it. The hormones don't change it. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot biologically change somebody from one gender to the other.
And so
the only thing they can do is masquerade and play a role just like it was a movie script. But it's damaging, it's destructive, and that's why so many of them attempt suicide. It isn't society that's causing them to attempt suicide, it's the affirming them in changing genders that's causing them to attempt suicide.
So, Walt, with some of the older men, women, what have you, that you've talked to about this, and they're sitting there, what are some of the common things that they're dealing with? What are the things, you know, that they have to... Because they got to fix this, right? They got to fix it in their head first before they go fix it surgically. Because they're still going to have that hole in their heart. They're still going to have that blank space that they're trying to figure out why they feel so bad, correct?
Yeah, and you know, there's so many issues that people who identify as a transgender are struggling with that in this short a program, it would be impossible. But I can tell you, from abandonment to emotional abuse to sexual abuse to just not feeling right in their own skin, and there's no one around to help them understand what it's like. Some men are a little more effeminate, and they feel out of place, and they think they might be better off as being a female, and then they, you know, they start down this path, and they realize, well, that's not good either. And so they're struggling to find their identity. And a good psychotherapist can help them through that process. It's okay for a guy to be effeminate. It's okay for a gal to be masculine. It doesn't mean you have to change genders. Just live it out. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Love it. But don't change your gender just because you're effeminate or if you're a guy or masculine if you're a girl. Live it. Love it.
You know, in the 70s, we used to joke that, you know, men were in touch with their feminine side if they were had feminine tendencies. But I don't ever remember thinking that they were gay or anything else. They just had, you know, a softer side than some of us. It wasn't a weird thing, if you know what I'm saying. And now all of a sudden, you know, it means we would say today, oh, my God, maybe they're in the wrong body or in the wrong skin. It just doesn't make any sense, you know.
I know. Kid I grew up with in school was that way. It was very effeminate. Everybody thought he was gay. I went to get some car parts for my old Ford, and there he was. He had owned a car parts store in town. He had five kids and a beautiful wife. So he didn't change genders.
Well, you know, we've only got like a minute left, but the thing I scream about is these transgenders that, you know, enter into, you know, you got somebody that was born a male that feels like he's a female, and now he's fighting in the female welterweight wrestling matches, and he's doing major damage. But anyhow, Walt, I'm sorry, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you. Information.
Sexchangeregret.com. You can get my books, Gender Lies and Suicide, or Paper Genders. Get a real good education on what it's really about.
Well, Walt, I appreciate what you're doing. I always appreciate when you come on. We have to do more refreshers. I always appreciate when you're on with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more after the break. We've got a smorgasbord of info coming up in the next hour. Please, heat up your coffee. Come on back. All right.